This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Let me give you a couple of birthdays today in music. Lou Rawls celebrating a birthday today. Lou Rawls, by the way, released more than 60 albums in his career, sold more than 40 million records. Obviously, you'll never find. Rawls, by the way, died of lung cancer back in January 6 of 2006 at the age of 72. Let's see what else. Bette Midler celebrating a birthday today. The actress had the number one U.S. single in 1989 with Wind Beneath My Wings. And she also played Janis Joplin in The Rose. If you've never seen that movie of Bette Midler, The Rose, that's a hell of a movie, dude. She kind of plays Janis Joplin. I don't think they've ever said that it is Janis Joplin, but they've kind of said a Janis Joplin type of character, because it was an embattled character that, you know, she played that the ugly duckling and all that stuff, that Janis was a woman that really never found love and all of that. And so Bette played that part. And I got it. And the song The Rose is probably my favorite song of Bette Midler of all time. It's a great, great song. So if you've never watched and you like music, watch Bette Midler and The Rose. That's a really, really good movie. Let's see, who else do we have here? Eric Bloom, born on this date in 44. Guitarist, vocalist for Blue Oyster Cult. John Densmore, celebrating a birthday today. Drummer for The Doors. Who else do we have here celebrating a birthday today? Sam Reed from Glass Tiger. Don't forget me when I'm gone. Sing it, Bryan Adams.
Canada.
That's right. Sing it, Bryan Adams. You helped him out, sell that album. Let's see, who else do we have here? Brad Delson, by the way, guitarist with Linkin Park, born in 1977 on this date, also celebrating a birthday. Those are some of the B-days today in music history. If you want to get in, 786-322-1105. Bad Bunny has tested positive for the coronavirus, so he canceled his AMA performance. So, unfortunately, he will not be at the American Music Awards. Bad Bunny, whose real name is Benito Martinez Ocasio, was scheduled to sing his hit, Ducati, with Jay Cortez at the event, but canceled without explanation, leaving many fans disappointed. The singer, however, presented the award for favorite Latin female artist remotely. About that. So, my man has got coronavirus.
I got a little heads up on music.
What do you got?
Well, I caught a little bit of it, and it's going to be replayed on WLRN. Pink Floyd in Venice, 1989.
Oh, nice.
Nights of Wonder, 200,000 people in Venice, man, the way they did it and all the boats and everything. It looked awesome. It was an hour and a half show. I caught the last 20, but it'll be on again Saturday, December 5th at 10 p.m. On Channel 2, WLRN 17, both. You know, you could get it. The other one on Reels.
Okay.
It's either Saturday or Sunday at 8, 9 o'clock. The first showing of Black Sabbath breakup.
Oh, okay.
You know, all the breakups. They haven't done a Black Sabbath. It premieres this weekend.
Okay. With Ozzy or Dio?
That's the thing. I got to guess.
Give a year what the concert is?
No, it's not a concert. It's about the breakup. You know, the breakup show.
Oh, okay. So,
I'm going to guess it's the 79-80 summer.
Yeah. It's going to be Ozzy.
My heart broke because, that was, it was Kiss, Black Sabbath, Van Halen in that order. U2 was the next one. And, that summer.
But man, when they came back and recovered nicely with Heaven and Hell and Mob Rules, oh, my God.
Ronnie James Dio, bro? Are you kidding me?
Those two albums were...
Heaven and Hell.
Those two albums were phenomenal.
Neon Nights. Ah, man.
And then Ozzy's hitting you with Blizzard of Oz and Diary of a Madman, and you're like...
We actually ended up being glad for the split.
The split ended up becoming amazing in that sense. There's no doubt. Black Sabbath had some success early, but never was again the Black Sabbath that they were in the past.